This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. We are discussing the difference between two different properties that a woman may bring into her marriage, namely Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel and Nechsei Milug. Nechsei Milug are properties that basically they belong to her. He has rights of payrois, and he has rights to use it, but they primarily belong to her. If they go up, she gains. If they go down, she loses. However, Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, which Rashi and the Mishnah defined as properties that she brings into the marriage, and they are evaluated. They are evaluated, and they're written in the ksuba, and they're really his in the sense that if they go up, he's the one who stands to gain. If they go down, he's the one who stands to lose. What would the halacha be if they get divorced and he wants to take that property and he's going to say to her, look, I know you brought it in, but I am going to, I want it, it's mine, I'll pay you for it. In other words, we evaluate it at $1,000. If it's worth $1,200, I get the difference. I'm going to give you $1,000. Or even if it's worth $1,000, I want the property. I'll pay you the cash. So is he allowed to do that? Again, Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel is basically they wrote it in the ksuba, they evaluated it, and it belongs to him. The question is, does it continue to belong to him? In the sense, he does have to return at least the value, but can he actually keep those possessions? So that's the Shaila in the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Itmar Hamachneses Shum Labala, if she brings in an estimation to her husband. Rashi says this refers to Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, that were a value in the Ksuba, and there were Kalim or some other tangible items. She says, "He oimeres kli ani noitela." She says, "I'm going to take a kli." In other words, here I brought into the marriage this teapot from my great grandmother. It was worth $10,000, and I don't want $10,000. I want my great grandma's teapot. Vu oimer damel ani noisen. He says, "I happen to collect teapots, so I can give you the cash, and I'm going to take the item." Hadinami, who's right? Who's the real owner? Will the real owner of Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel stand up? To what extent do they really belong to him? Can he keep the item and exchange it for money? Rav Yehuda Oimer. Rav Yehuda says, Hadin Ima, the din is with her. And she gets the kalim. Rav Ami Omar, Hadin Ima. Rav Ami says, the din is with him. Rav Yehuda Omar, Hadin Ima. Rav Yehuda says, the din is with her. Why? Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha. You know why Rav Yehuda says the din is with her? These are the prestigious items of the house of her father. In other words, this is the one of the very honorable items in her father's collection. This is what her family's, part of her family's heirloom. And she has a right to it. She doesn't want the cash. This is a family property, family possession, and she has a right to that item back. Rav Ami says, Hadinima, the din is with him. Why? Kivan da Amar Mar, since the master said, we said in the Mishnah, Im Mesu Mesu Lai, if the Eved dies, he suffers. He lost the money. He has to reimburse him. Hoysir, if they went up, Hoysir Lai, he's the one who gains. So that means, bottom line, he's responsible. So if he's responsible, ho v'chay v'achuyusan, since he's responsible for them, yoichlu, he gets to eat them. In other words, if they divorce, he gets the actual item. So if Ami says the din is with her, this is the honorable possession of her family's asset, and that's what Rav Yehuda says. And Rav Ami says, the din is with him, because he's responsible for it. He suffers the loss, he bears to gain. So therefore, it's his. He could take it if they divorce. Okay, so that's the deal. Rav Safra said, wait a second. You're going to bring a raya from the Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah says that since he is responsible for it, therefore it says, Amar Rav Safra said, Mi katani vehein shalai. Rav Safra said, is it taught and they're his? It doesn't say, Im meisu meisu lai vimaisir siru lai hal vehein shalai yoichlu. What does that mean? Look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, that a Amana brings into a Kohen Gadol in a marriage, Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, Imeisu Meisu Loi, Vimaisiro Isir Loi, Ho V'chaymas Nari Elu Yoichlu B'Tshuma. Very nice. The Avdei Tzoyin Barzel could eat Shuma if the husband is a Kohen. It doesn't say, since they're his, the Avodim could eat Shuma. It says, since he's Chayiv Ba'achrayas, he could eat Shuma. So in other words, don't bring a Raya from the fact that he's Chayiv Ba'achrayas, that he's the owner, because what the Mishnah really says is, since he's Chayiv Ba'achrayas, he could feed them Shuma. So again, Amar Rav Safra, Mi Katani, does the Mishnah say, V'hein Shalai? That they're his, Ho V'chai B'chuyusan? Right, Mi Katani V'hein Shaloi? Does the Mishnah say that they're his? Ho V'chai B'chuyusan Katani? It says, because he's responsible. Ula Olam Lavdi Deinenu. And they're, really, they're not his. So basically, we're saying the Mishnah does not indicate that Avdei Milug are his. The Mishnah just indicates that Avdei Milug he is responsible for. Says the Gemara. So then you're saying that the reason why the Avdei Milug of a Kohen could eat Shuma is because he's Chayiv Ba'achrayas. As if Achrayas is what allows somebody to eat Shuma. Says Gemara, V'chol Heicha, T'chayiv Ba'achrayus and Achli B'Shuma. Is it in fact true that whenever you're Chayiv Ba'achrayas, you could eat Shuma? But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Yisrael shesachar para mikohen. A Yisrael. That rented a cow from a kohen. You hear the case? Story time. I know it's been a long day, and maybe some of the kids started school, so you're stressed out. And if your kids didn't start school, you're even more stressed out. So I want to tell you a very interesting story. I'm going to relieve you of your stress. The story is, you know, don't get too excited, but this is pretty amazing. You hear what happened? A Jew rented a cow from a Kohen. You believe it? It's unbelievable. A Jew rented a cow from a Kohen. And you know what the Jew wanted to do? The Jew wanted to feed the cow truma, karshine truma. It's a kind of bean. It's a kind of something that grows on the ground. The halacha is Yisrael that rented a cow from a kohen. Now this is the property of a kohen. This cow is a property of a kohen. A cow of a kohen, a kohen's allowed to feed truma to his cow, provided that it's animal food, not human food, but karshinim are animal fodder. So the Yisrael, who's basically renting the cow of the Kohen, wants to feed this cow truma. So Yisrael shesachar par mikohen, harizo yachilani karshina truma, he could feed it the karshinim of truma, the beans of truma. Kohen shesachar par Yisrael, Kohen that rented a cow from Yisrael, afal pisha mezoinoseh, olav, even though he's responsible for the cow, he cannot feed a chuma. So we see that just because you're responsible for an animal, you can't feed a chuma. Even though this kohen rented it and he's responsible for it, he can't feed a chuma. So how could you say the pshat in the Mishnah of why Avdei Tzoyin Barzel are allowed to eat truma if she brings it into the marriage to a kohen. Do you want to say the kohen could feed a truma because he's chayiv in their achrayis? But we know chayiv ba'achriyusan is not a reason to be machal b'truma. Must be, why could the kohen feed avdei milug truma? Because he owns it, like the shita of Rabbi Ami. It can't be because he's responsible, because we see from this Mishnah that responsibility does not allow you to eat truma. Says Gemara, we see nothing from here. We do not see from here that responsibility doesn't allow you to eat truma. You know why? Because when a kohen rents a cow from a Jew, he's not really that responsible. V'tizbara, is that logical? That responsibility over here doesn't allow him to feed the animal truma? Because nehi nami d'mechayev b'gneiv aveda, true, his responsibility is mechayev him that if it's stolen or lost, he has to pay. But ein say, but if an oinus happens, b'kachsha, or if the animal is weakened, uvenafches dameha, or if it's diminished, mi mechayev? Would he be chayev? So therefore, don't say, oh, we have a riot from here that chayev b'achriyusan is not, does not allow you to eat shuma, because you're not really chayev in so much achrayus over here. It's only partial responsibility. It's not full responsibility over here. You're only chayev for gneva v'aveda. The animal is stolen or lost when you rented it, but you're not chayev if an oinus happens or if the animal weakens or if it diminishes in value. If anything, let's, from the end of this Mishnah, the indication is that responsibility does allow you to eat shuma. Haloi damya, this is only similar. Elala seifa to the end of that Mishnah, where it says, Yisrael shesham para mikoyin. A Jew that evaluated a cow from a kohen. In this case, when he rented it, they evaluated it, and they made a stipulation that the renter will return it at the cow at that value, that if it goes down, or an oinus happens, or if it depreciates, he has to pay. So in this case, you're taking full responsibility. Yisrael shasham par mikoyin, Yisrael that takes full responsibility for the animal of a koyin, lo yachilenu karshine chuma, cannot feed it the karshinim of chuma. Ava koyin shasham par b'Yisrael, but a koyin that evaluated a cow from a Yisrael, yachilenu karshine chuma, could feed it karshine chuma. So we see that responsibility does allow you, in fact, to be machal b'truma. And then in the Mishnah, when it says, avdei milug can eat truma, it's because of the responsibility that you have to it. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda is correct that avdei milug are really owned by her, and she would be able to get it back if they would get divorced. So the bottom line is, we don't have any indication from the Braisa who the halach is in accordance with. Namely, can she demand that not Avdei Milug back, or can he say, no, I'll pay you for it? Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabba. Rabba was sitting, Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was sitting, Bishuli, Pirkei de Rav Nachman, at the end of the shir of Rav Nachman, V'yasvi v'kamri, and they were sitting and they were saying, Tanya kvased Rabbi Yehuda, we learned in a brayis in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, v'kanya kvased Rabbi Ami, we learned in a brayis in accordance with Rabbi Ami, Tanya kvased Rabbi Ami, we learned in a brayis in accordance with Rabbi Ami, avdeit sain barzel. So we're going to prove now that the halacha is that he owns the avdeit sain barzel. Now we know, interesting thing, if you knock out the eye or the tooth of an Eved, the Eved goes free. You know that halacha? Eved goes free, b'shein v'ayin. Now, how about avdei tsoin barzel? Only if the owner knocks out a tooth. If a random guy off the street knocks out the eye or the tooth of an Eved, kanani, he doesn't go free. So, avdei tsoin barzel, yoitzin b'shein v'ayin, this the avodim of tzayim barzel, they go out with a tooth or eye, la'ish, avaloi la'isha, but not a woman. Meaning if he knocks out the tooth of the eved, he goes free, the eved goes free. But if she does, the eved doesn't go free. That means he's the owner, not her. Clearly, he's the owner. Otherwise, because an eved kanani only goes free if what? If you... Eved Kanani only goes free if the owner knocks out the tooth. Tani Kama said to Rabbi Yehuda, we learned in a brightness in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, Hamachnesa Shum Labala, one who brings in evaluated property or possessions to her husband. So that means they evaluated these possessions before they married. Imratza habar limkar lo yimkar. If the Baal wants to sell, he can't sell. So if she brings in tzayin barzel into the marriage, he can't sell. Rashi explains the reason he can't sell it. What do you mean? But it's his. Yeah, but if they get divorced, she'll want it back. So this indicates Rabbi Ami is correct, that because of her right to take it back upon divorce, he can't even sell it while they're married. Not only that, even if he brought in certain possessions from his own into the marriage, the Baal can't sell it. Even his own possessions that they bring into the marriage that he sort of commits to her, he can't sell. Machru shneyem leparnasa, which Rashi said means if one or the other sold it for a livelihood, this was a story that came before Shem Gamliel, va'amar, and Rishim Gamliel said, "Habal moisim yad al kuchos," the husband could take it out from the buyers. Not only if he sold it without her permission and he dies or he divorced her, that she could take it from the kuchos, but even if she died, and she had sold it, he could take it from the buyers. It's not a mechira. As long as she's alive, it's not a sale. The bottom line is, this braisa indicates that Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that the halacha is with her, that he cannot sell the nechsei milug because she'll take it back after the divorce. So basically, we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we had a brayse in accordance with Rabbi Ami that the avdei tzayin barzel are yoytzin b'shen v'ayin la'ish. So we have a brayse in accordance with Rabbi Ami and a brayse in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rav Nachman halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it goes to her. Amar Lei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, what do you mean that looks like Rabbi Yehuda? But we had a brayse in accordance with both of them. But Tani Kva said Rav Ami. But we learned in a brayse in accordance with Rav Ami. So that's what Rav asked Rav Nachman. Didn't we learn a brayse like Rav Ami? So Rav Nachman said back to Rav, Afa gav the Tani Kva said Rav Ami, even though we learned in a brayse like Rav Ami, stabra time of Rav Yehuda. It's mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda is right. Why? Because of the logic of Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha, that this is the material asset and the prestigious possession of her father's household, and it's mistaber she gets it back. So even though we have conflicting brisos, nevertheless the svara is so compelling that this is something, an heirloom of the family, and she should be able to get it back. And just for good measure, since I love you so much, I'm going to tell you another story. Hahu da'asa Hahi itza, there was a lady, the Aili Le Legavra itztala, Demilsa Biksubasa. There was a woman that she brought her husband into the marriage a cloak of silk for in her ksuba. Now what was this? This was L'chayra Nichse Tsoin Barzel. This is Nichse Tsoin Barzel. We just said the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda that it belongs to her. Shachiv, now the guy died. Shaklu Yasmi, the Yisoimim took it. Ufersua Misna, they spread over the silk cloth on the mess. Now the halach is like this. One cannot get hana from anything used by a mess. Whatever a mess uses, any burial shrouds or cloak that the mess wears, anything the mess needs is asur bahana. So they quickly took this nichse sain barzel and they covered the mess with it. Amar Rava, Rava said, Kanya Misna, the mess was koinet. Which seems to indicate that halacha is like Rabbi Ami, that Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel belongs to him. Because if it belonged to her, then the mess, if somebody put someone else's coat on a mess, you could take it back, because the mess can't answer something that doesn't belong to him. It's the mess only answers something that's his. So the fact that he answers the cloak that they put on him means Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel belongs to the husband. But we just said halacha is like Rabbi Huda that it belongs to her. So Amar Rava Kanya Misna. Rava said the mess was Kaina. Amar Lei Na Noi Braid Rav Yosef. Braid Rava said to Rav Kahana. But Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman halacha is like Rabbi Huda. That halacha is like Rabbi Huda. That what? That Nichse Yitzayim Barzel are hers. She gets it back. So how could he ask her at Bahana? So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Amar Le, Rava said back to Nanoi. Again, Nanoi, Braid Rav Yosef, Braid Rava said to Rav Kahana, "I that looks like Yehuda." So Rav Kahana said back to Nanoi, but Miloy Moida Rabbi Huda the Mechusar Gavaina. Wouldn't Rabbi Huda be Moida that even though it's hers, it's lacking collectability? She can't collect it. Meaning, even though it's hers, he would be Moida that so long as you have not collected it, it's not in the Rishus, not in her Rishus. But she has a Shibit on it. So since it's in the Rishus of the Yisoimim, they could be makdish it and cause it to be asur b'hanah. But given the mechusar gavaina, since it's lacking in collection, b'rishusei koi, it's in the Rishus of the Yisoimim, and they could cause it to become asur b'hanah. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we will hold it over here. This is Hashem, pick it up next time. Wishing everyone an amazing evening. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.